All right, so I'm Florence Zakharov, and I'm an associate professor at the University of California, Davis, in the Department of Plant Sciences.
And we're visiting today at as part of the H.M. Close Vegetable Seed Company's St. Remy, France celebration of 50 years in the H.M. Close family. Of course, the H.M. Close Vegetable Seeds Company, through the various mergers and seed companies that came to be in its umbrella, goes back a couple of centuries or more. These days in vegetable research and development, I guess your major focus is consumer research and what consumers like on the plate and on their palate. And tell us a little about what you do for UC Davis.
So my research really deals with the whole gamut of consumer traits, all the way from, you know, what people like to eat in fruits in particular, all the way to the genetics behind those traits. So we do consumer surveys, we do trained sensory panels to try to better understand those characteristics that make a fruit a really wonderful tasting fruit. And at the same time, we also look at the genetic makeup of those fruits to try to understand the biology behind those traits.
When it comes to the H.M. Close Seed Company, I understand you've done some collaborative research at the UC Davis facility, especially in the melons area. You might go into how that came about and how all that works and some of the things that you're learning from that.
Yeah, so I mean, collaborating with H.M. Close is really was really natural because they are based in Davis. They have a big research station there, and they have a big melon breeding program in Davis. And so I just came across Bill Copes, who's the melon breeder for that station. And we started talking, and he became interested in the work that I do on flavor. And since flavor is really a trait that H.M. Close is really interested in going after, we began this partnership, and we've started this collaboration and many projects together to try to tackle that very complex trait.
When you say complex traits, you can say that just from one angle of the consumer research of it. But boy, when you couple that with the farmer research side and trying to match the consumer's taste with what the farmer can make money with, that gets real tricky, doesn't it?
Very much so, because again, it's very complex from many aspects. You have flavor, the flavor of the fruit that comes to the consumer may not be the same flavor that was harvested from the field. And so, you know, you have the genetics of the variety that goes into building up that flavor. And then you have, all the harvesting and the time that the fruit is harvested, and then everything that happens post-harvest. And so you have to really take everything into consideration throughout the production chain and all the way to the consumer. So it is really, really complex, because you can have all the perfect genetics in the world, but you also have to have good production systems and good harvesting systems and good post-harvest systems. And in the end, you may not be getting a good fruit on your table, not because the genetics weren't good, not because the growing wasn't good, but maybe, you know, somewhere along the post-harvest chain, someone stored the fruit at the wrong temperature. So it's, it is extremely complex.
It was just dawning on me, this whole concept of consumer research and matching up with the farm needs. Not only is it complex, but it's expensive. And, you know, the university funding mechanisms aren't getting any easier to fund, but collaborations like this become key to new product development across the board, don't they?
I think so. I mean, I like to see, you know, the work that I do. I mean, it's quite fundamental in nature in some aspects. And at the same time, it's really good for me to keep my feet on the ground and say, okay, you know, these are the constraints of production, and these are what farmers want, and this is what consumers want. And so, you know, It's always good to communicate between all the players in the chain. And it's definitely true that you can do very fundamental research with federal funding, but when it comes to a partnership like the one that I have with HM Claus, it's very customer oriented in a way, and consumer oriented. So HM Claus's customers are the farmers and the growers. But, you know, in the end, I always like to argue that the quality of the end product that's delivered to the consumer is what we should all have in mind, because if the consumer doesn't like the product that it sees, it won't go back and repurchase it. So,
yep, very good point. You know, another thing that dawns on me is the globality of this company, HM Close. I understand you're fixing to have a study period over here and trading knowledge back and forth for a time in France. And when you look at those kind of collaborations and the exchange of information and keeping information flowing, the other thing that dawns on me here is that one seed doesn't fit all. I mean, what works in one market or one country may be totally different than what's going to work in another. So your research and sharing that around the globe is, you know, like I say, you might find one good seed for the U.S., one good product, and at your tasting today, that kind of showed that. It was all good to me, but I mean, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the French love their Charente melons. You know, that's sort of the trademark of the French market, is this very musky, very, it can be very sweet, but the American market, the people over there in the U.S. tend to not like the Charente melon because it's too musky. But the, you know, a musk melon or a cantaloupe in the U.S., you know, will not receive the same, will not have the same appeal to a French audience because they, you know, they're just not used to that. So there's definitely some market niches that we have to be aware of. And when we do consumer surveys, we take that into consideration. I mean, you know, we survey hundreds of people, and every time we do take information about their background, their ethnicities, and this all helps us understand the market. Even within the U.S., there are different market segments that will prefer a more firm, crunchy melon versus a softer, very aromatic. So as you said, you have to develop seed according to these different markets, and you have to know your customer base.
What am I not asking that the farmers in the U.S., especially your vegetable growing areas of the Southeast and California, might need to know about what you're doing, or that you'd like them to know?
No, I think, you can always contact me again. I'm sure you'll have my contact information on the website. So feel free to shoot me an email if you need to.
All right, great. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time today. Very informative. Thanks.
Thank you.